Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. And remember, we could not be doing these interviews without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Max Magura, and he is with The Escape Room. Welcome, Max.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, Max, before we get too far into things, tell us a little bit about The Escape Room. How are you serving folks?
Yes, so The Escape Game is a live 60-minute adventure. We're located right in the Battery. And at our core, we provide these really fun, immersive games where people get to team up, they follow clues, and solve puzzles to complete the mission that they've chosen to take on.
Now, how did you get started in the escape game business?
Yeah, so our founder actually was traveling abroad about 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago now. And he came across a couple of escape rooms with his family and came back to Nashville, which is where we started, and teamed up with our two other founders to create the first escape game in the South. And we were one of the first in the United States. And that's about 6 years ago from when we first opened. And we've just been expanding nationally since then. And we got to open in Atlanta last summer. And we've just been having a great time in the Battery. It's such an amazing area. And we think we're a really great fit.
In your game, how does it work? Is it one room you got to get out of, or is it a whole kind of labyrinth you got to survive? What's the experience like?
So I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but none of our games are one room specifically. In our Battery location, we actually have five different adventures for people to choose from, and each one of those is very intricate. We spend a lot of time and effort on the immersive aspect of the game. So when you step in one of our game rooms, it really does feel like you're stepping into a completely different world. And there is more than the eye can see when you first walk in, for sure.
Now, for someone who's never used or been part of an escape room, what can they expect? Like, what is the experience like from the time you open the door till you exit?
Yes. So when you come in, you'll be greeted by your game guide who helps you. If you need any help throughout the game, you can ask one of them for help. Then you'll be led to your adventure. And you'll be kind of given your mission. So a little story prelude to let you know what you kind of are trying to accomplish. And from there, that's when the 60-minute clock starts. And you really need to communicate with your team to scour the room. And once you start looking for stuff, you'll be noticing clues. You'll find puzzles that you will need to solve that will take you along through the game. And hopefully you'll be able to escape within those 60 minutes. And our games are very tactile. So you're not just kind of sitting at a desk doing Sudoku or a crossword puzzle or anything like that. You're really interacting with the environment to progress through the game. And our games we really wanted to make them epic for everyone. So there's no prior knowledge needed. Everything that you need to win is right there in the room.
And then you mentioned teams. Is this something I bring my own team, or I can go with a date and then we're part of another team? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, both. So originally you could come with your date and be paired up with another group. Right now, during the COVID era, for the foreseeable future, we are offering only private game rooms. So that means you'll need to get a group of people, you know, I recommend four and up to go play together.
So four people can come in, a minimum of four. And are we charged individually or it's a flat fee per game?
It is charged per person. And all of our rooms at the Atlanta Battery location, they can hold up to eight people. So you can bring a good size group and have a great time.
And then because of COVID, I would imagine after everybody leaves and that you get a kind of wash it down or some disinfecting of the entire kind of area?
Yes. So we've really, you know, wanted to put guest safety and sanitation at the forefront once we reopened, which we are open currently. And so some of the things that we're doing, like I mentioned, they're all private experiences. So the only people that are going to be playing with you are the people that you bring. We're disinfecting between each and every game. We've even made some game adjustments. So we've adjusted the games to avoid typical high touch elements. That way we're minimizing contact. We're even misting all of our spaces with a medical grade disinfectant just to help disinfect anything that people are touching. We've updated our waiver system to be completely contactless. So you'll do your waiver before you come in. And then our team is distancing themselves from guests by at least 6 feet. So we're really trying to make sure that we're giving guests the safest possible entertainment experience around.
Now, you mentioned it's very immersive entertainment experience. Is this something that like I can take photos during, or is this is it Instagram friendly, or is this just kind of my brain power and my bonding with my teammates?
Yeah, a little bit of both. So I would say, you know, one of the great things about our experience is it's a way for people, family, friends to put their phones down and really interact with each other. You know, a lot of entertainment right now is focused on screens, and this kind of lets you escape your phone, escape reality, escape your daily life for an hour and kind of be immersed in this, your own story, your very own adventure. That being said, though, our rooms are incredible. Every time I walk in one, I'm like, wow, where am I? So there definitely are moments where, you know, maybe after the game, whip out your phone, grab a photo for Instagram, because I mean, it really feels like you're somewhere else. We have one game called Gold Rush where, you know, you might be in the Battery in Atlanta, but it feels like you're in the Northern California hills. It's got a full cabin built right into the game. It doesn't feel like you're in the Battery for sure.
Now, if I become a super fan, is this something I can do over and over, or once I've done it, then I've kind of done it?
Once you've done it, you've kind of done it. But like I mentioned, we have those five games in Atlanta, but we actually have our company has 10 different adventures to choose from overall. So a few cities like Nashville, for instance, has a handful of games that Atlanta doesn't. So you could take a quick drive up to Music City and play some of the ones that we have here.
And then at the Battery location, is this something you refresh the games every couple of years, or what's the kind of the long-term vision of this?
Yes. Yeah, so since we just opened last year, we don't have any plans to change out any of the games quite yet, just because they're so immersive and fun. But in the future, we will, you know, change those. Just no plans currently.
And then you're going to expand to other cities around the Southeast? Is that where you're starting to kind of expand from Nashville now into Georgia?
So our We opened in Atlanta last year, and then our most recent opening was in Las Vegas, and that happened right before COVID happened, right at the beginning of March. After that, we're looking at Irvine and then some other places in the South and the East Coast.
Wow. So you're going to be all over the place. And these are all owner-operator, like your company owns each of the locations?
That's correct. Yes, we're not franchised. We're company owned and operated. Like I said, we started in Nashville, and that's where our headquarters are located. And we assist all of the stores with marketing operations. And Nashville is actually home to our, I like to call it our adventure factory. It's where we build all the games, all the game components, and really come up with these fun ideas.
Cool. So if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the way they can get a hold of you at the Escape Game?
Yes. So they could visit us at theescapegame.com. And if they're interested in specifically in the Atlanta location, it's theescapegame.com/Atlanta.
And then I'm sure you're all over social media, Facebook, and all the usual suspects.
That's correct. Yeah. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of those are at the Escape Game. And, you know, we're really excited for people to come back out. And if they don't feel quite ready yet, we're also offering now something called Remote Adventures, where people are able to play one of our live escape rooms remotely with their friends all over the world over video conferencing. And so that's been a really new fun adventure for us, and people are really enjoying it.
So the way that works is I get a group together, like through a Zoom room or one of those video conferencing things, and someone's actually in the room doing what I'm telling them to do?
That's exactly correct. Yeah, we have somebody in the room, and your team, you guys can be spread out. You'll be talking through Zoom, and you'll be telling the person how to interact with the game. You'll also have the typical game guide. And then we've created this really neat looking dashboard where you're able to see your avatar, you know, moving and working throughout the game, as well as an inventory of what he or she has found in the game, and 360 pictures so that you can be exploring the game room while your person is also interacting with it.
So that's available at theescapegame.com?
That's correct.
Good stuff, Max. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be telling these stories without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.